to plan for spiritual things, we need simply to trust in God.
那么事实上，有一些基督徒是这样相信的，他们觉得应该只要信靠神，而不是计划。
They believe that we should live our life one day at a time and not plan, but allow God to direct us.
那他们觉得应该是一天为一天，这个不应该为这个应该是一天过一天，而不是为明天而计划或者是忧虑。
But here Jesus and a proverb writer is instructing us differently. He says the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty.
那么在箴言二十一章第五节这里讲到说，这个殷勤筹划的足智丰裕，行事急躁的都必缺乏。
The Bible teaches us that planning is ordained of God and that God encourages His children to plan.
圣经告诉我们，计划是神所命令的。所以神鼓励他的儿女们去计划。
God wants and expects us to invite Him in and involve Him in the plans that we make.
那么神不期望我们过一个没有计划的生活，他并且邀请我们，这个神要我们邀请他来参与我们的计划。
And due to our lack of planning and preparedness, we limit what God is able to do.
那如果我们没有能够这个充足的来做计划，甚至缺乏了这个准备的话，那么神的工作事实上在我们身上是受到阻挠的。
Perhaps we wonder why God is delaying and not working. It has to do more with our unpreparedness than His willingness.
有的时候当我们在怀疑神是不是在工作的时候，其实是什么？是我们缺乏了准备。
We have an account in Matthew chapter 13 about when Jesus went to His hometown.
那么在马太福音第十三章这个地方讲到耶稣到了他自己的家乡。
We are told that He did not many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
那从那里记载说耶稣在他的家乡并没有行许多的神迹，因为他们没有信心。
We find the people of Nazareth, Jesus' hometown, knew Him, but they didn't prepare their hearts to receive Him.
那我们知道当然在耶稣的家乡那里的人都认识他，但是他们却没有预备他们的心来接受他。
They made no plan to overcome their prejudice or jealousies.
他们没有任何的计划来克服他们对耶稣的偏见或者是他们的嫉妒。
They had no plan in place to build up faith and trust in God.
他们也没有计划要去加强跟坚定他们的信心。
So today we want to consider spiritual planning.
所以今天我们要花点时间来思考属灵的计划。
Let's now look and consider the prerequisites to spiritual planning.
那我们来看一看在这个属灵计划的一些的先决的条件。
In order to develop a solid spiritual plan, we must recognize the essential elements of such a plan.
为了要这个发展一个坚实的属灵的这个生活的计划，我们必须要认识到这个属灵计划里面的一个基本要素。
Spiritual planning must focus not on man but upon God.
属灵的计划不是把这个重点放在我们身上，乃是以神为中心的。
Spiritual plans come out of a relationship with God.
那么这个属灵的计划是来自我们与神的关系做基础。
When God saves us, He actually purchases us back at a great price.
当神拯救我们的时候，他是以极大的这个代价将我们赎回来。
The price He paid was the price of His own Son.
那么这个赎我们的代价，也就是他自己儿子耶稣在十字架上的死亡。
So therefore, our lives are no longer our own.
所以我们的生命不再是属于我们自己的。
Focusing on ourselves is doing our own thing. That leads to estrangement from God.
当我们专注于我们自己的时候，会发生的事就是导致我们会与神慢慢的隔离。
However, when we seek God's plan, it leads us to a great intimacy with God and awareness of God in all that we do.
但是当我们愿意寻求神的道，那就会引导我们在所做的一切的事情上与神能够有更亲密的关系，并且能更认识他。
Hundreds of years ago, Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding."
几百年以前，这个所罗门，在箴言九章十节那个地方讲到说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The key to living a good life a skillful life with a perspective comes from our relationship with God.
那引导我们这个生活上能够做一切的事情，是因为我们与神有那个密切的关系。
The first order is to surrender and commit our lives to God.
那在这里面，第一件事情也是最重要的事情，就是降服并且委身于神的道。
When Jesus was on the cross, he cried out, he commended his spirit under the hands of God.
当耶稣在十字架上这个受死的时候，他向父这样的呼喊说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Jesus is the best example of commitment that there is.
那么耶稣是我们委身最好的榜样。
What is more precious to us than our spirit?
那么有什么比你的灵魂更珍贵呢？
Yet Jesus committed the care and the keeping of his spirit into the hands of God.
所以耶稣将他自己的灵魂委身到父神的关怀和他的保守当中。
Why did he do this?
为什么他这样做呢？
Because he knew that his spirit would be in no better hands than when he committed them to God.
因为他知道他的灵魂将掌管在最好的人手中。
The Greek word commit is a banking term.
在希腊文当中，委身这个字是一个银行用的术语。
Probably most of us understand the concept of committing our trust to the bank.
我想大多数的人都能够这个了解，就当我们这个信任我们的银行，将我们的钱交给他们来保管。
When we deposit our money in the bank, we're committing our trust of that money to them.
当我们把我们的钱放在银行里的时候，我们也是委托或者是委身他们来保管。
So as believers, we trust in the Lord, and therefore we commit our ways unto Him.
所以你可以相信主能够保守你的道，也能够保守你所有的道路。
Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken."
所以诗篇55:22里又说，你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
We sometimes sing the song, "Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there."
有的时候我们会唱一首诗歌，里面讲到这一句话，说把你的负担交给主，并把它留在那里。
This is a good song to sing, but it takes more work to put it in practice.
这虽然是一首好诗，但是重要的是要把我们所唱的，要把我们做到我们信仰里面的一部分。
As part of our profession as a believer, we must put it into practice.
所以我们是，这个是我们信仰里面必须要实践出来的。
Here's another verse about trusting in God in 2 Timothy 1:12.
在另外一个经节，提摩太后书第一章十二节也讲到，是来信任我们的主。
It says, "Because I know whom I have believed, that he is, I am convinced that he is able to keep." And guard those things I've entrusted to him against that day.
保罗在这里说，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Christ can only keep those things that we commit to him.
耶稣只能够保守我们所交付他的东西。
So we need not hold anything back, but commit all our ways unto him.
所以不要保留任何的东西，要把一切都交付给他。
Commit all your ways unto Him and live a life today that's trusting in Him.
所以今天你就应该委身这个你的道路，并且过着一个带着信心的生活。
On that day that is yet to come, you'll be glad that you did.
所以到那日虽然还没有来到，你会很高兴你是这样做。
Also, our plans must match God's purpose.
那同样的，我们的计划也必须要符合神在我们生命上的目的。
If our plans are to be successful, we must have God's blessing upon them.
如果我们的计划要成功，那必须有神的祝福在上面。
The proverb writer reminds us God's blessing is upon them.
那么箴言的作者再一次的在这里提醒我们说，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
He says, "Many are the plans of the person's heart, but the Lord's purpose is that prevails."
人心都有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
What is God's purpose?
所以神的旨意是什么呢？
Solomon concluded it this way.
那么所罗门是这样来做结语的。
It says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of mankind. Ecclesiastes 12:13.
谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。传道书12:13。
And Jesus answered the question about the most important commandment this way.
那么耶稣对这样一个尾声的做一个结论，这样说。
He said, Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God,The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
所以马可福音12:29-31，耶稣这样说：第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己。
He said the second commandment is this.Love the Lord, love your neighbor as yourself.
他说没有再比这两条诫命更大的。第二条就是要爱人如己。
Then he said, "There is no commandment greater than these."
他说再没有比这两条诫命来的更大的。
For us to be successful in engaging in a spiritual plan, we must allow God to reshape our individuality.
所以为了使我们能够成功的这个参与一个属灵的计划。我们必须要让神重新的塑造我们每一个人。
Our spirit must crave intimacy with God.
我们的灵魂必须要渴慕与神有那个亲密的关系。
We must be willing to humble our hearts before God and continuously yield to His discipleship.
所以我们也必须要在这个神面前谦卑，要在教导我们的时候，我们要有这个不断屈服于他纪律的心。
These are a few of the examples of planning that we find in God's Word.
那么我们可以举一些在这个属灵计划里面的一些这个范例。
Proverbs chapter 6 lifts up the ant as an example of how we should plan spiritually.
箴言第六章在这个地方讲到以蚂蚁为范例，说明我们应该要在这个属灵生活上怎么样来规划。
To teach us the danger of spiritual laziness in our life, God points to the unlikely teaching source, the ant.
那么神为了要教导我们这在生命里面属灵懒惰的这个危险，那么神指着这个一个好像不太可思议的地方来教导我们。
He tells us to go to the ant.
他告诉我们去看看蚂蚁。
And here we can learn a valuable lesson.
因为我们可以在他们的身上学习到一个宝贵的经验和教训。
By planning as the ant does, we can be wise.
我们可以从这个蚂蚁怎么做来学习到一些功课。
The ant has no commander to rule them, yet he's prepared for changing of the seasons.
我们都知道在蚂蚁当中没有指挥官来做统治他们的事。
The ant planning for the future, he gathers his food and harvest.
但是蚂蚁却能够按照时节来这个预备他们的食物。
The ant is a good example not only because he works so hard, but also because he plans ahead.
那么蚂蚁是一个好的例子，不仅仅是因为他们努力的工作。
He takes thought in the summer that there will be need in the winter.
那么同时也是因为他们为将来做计划，在夏天他们就想到冬天会有什么需要。
And because of this foresight, he is prepared to face the winter.
那么因为他们有这样的预见，所以他们能够这个为冬季的需要来做准备。
So what can we learn from the ants?
所以我们从蚂蚁身上能够学到什么呢？
Christians are admonished to hear God's word and to hide it in their heart.
那么基督徒在这里被劝诫要听神的话，并且将它藏在我们心中。
As they hide God's word in their heart, they'll be prepared against temptation and circumstances.
如此这样做的时候，我们便可以在试探当中，我们可以这个来做准备。
When God has plans for the believer to do, planning is essential.
那么当神要给信徒做一些事情的时候，那么做计划是非常重要的。
Part of that planning is spiritual unity.
那么这个计划的一部分是在属灵上的合一。
The ant is an example of what great things can be accomplished with unity.
那么蚂蚁是合一可以成就大事的一个很好的例子。
The plan that the ant follows is a plan that has each individual in unity of spirit and each believer doing what their heart is telling.
那么蚂蚁所遵循的这个计划是让每一只都在属灵上能够有合一 来去行。
In Proverbs 14:5, it gives us an example of the prudent believer having a plan and following it.
那么在箴言14:15这个地方，给了我们一个这个慎重的这个信徒有计划的去行的这一个忠告，讲到说简单相信一切，但审慎看待他要去的地方。
It says the simple believe everything, but the prudent looks to where he's going.
所以简单相信一切，但审慎看待他要去的地方。
The difference between planning and not planning is how you are occupied at the present.
那么有计划跟没有计划的区别，主要是在说你对现在怎么样来安排。
Without a plan, one can look at the present and see that he must and be preoccupied with the present.
那如果没有计划，人们这个往往会对现在这个专注，然后没不会想到其他。
But with the plan, we can look at the present and see what we need to do now to be prepared for tomorrow.
那如果有计划，你就可以注视现在，并且能够想到看见将来所要需要这个方向所需要是什么。
If you focus all your attention upon the immediate, right now in front of you, then you have no plan.
如果你把所有的这个注意力都集中在你现在眼前的事的话，那你就没有计划。
You will not be prepared for the hardships of the tomorrow.
你也不会为明天的难处做好准备。
Then you'll be at the mercy of others who will try to give you counsel and help you in your strait.
那么就会受到别人的摆布，别人就会试图给你提供有关怎么样去做的一些建议。
So the proverb writer tells us that the simple believes everything, but the prudent looks to where he's going.
所以箴言这个地方才跟我们说，简单相信一切，但审慎看待他要去的地方。
He considers the days that come and what they're bringing, and thinks about how to best prepare to meet them.
那他在这里考虑到将要来到的日子和会发生的事情，那么思考如何做一个最好的准备。
Jesus was often preparing his disciples and helping them with a spiritual plan.
那么耶稣在世的时候，常常教导他的门徒要有使灵，要有使灵命成长。
He was teaching them about a plan for spiritual growth, maturity, and preparedness.
他教导他们的是要在这个属灵的成长上，以及成熟里面和准备的一些计划。
Toward the end of his ministry, Jesus was trying to get them to plan for a time of his crucifixion.
在他世上最后的一些时间里面，那么他曾想要帮助他的门徒来规划他被钉十字架以及和埋葬的时间。
The disciples, however, were in denial of what he was telling them.
但是他的门徒否定了他所说的话，也没有相信。
As a result, they made no plan to face these troubles.
所以结果是他们完全没有计划要来去面对耶稣的死亡和十字架。
And when the circumstances and temptations came, they were ill prepared to face them.
所以所有的门徒都因为没有计划而常常容易陷入困境。
Every one of his disciples ran into trouble because they had no plan.
每一个门徒都因为没有事先计划，所以很容易就落到这个陷阱里面。
Peter and Thomas are particularly noted because of their unbelief and denial.
彼得跟多马在圣经里面特别被提出来，因为他们的这个对耶稣的否认跟不信。
A spiritual plan to face the problems of the future and the difficulties would have been a tremendous help and blessing and encouragement to the disciples.
那么如果有面对未来困境的这个属灵的计划，会给门徒在当时有极大的帮助跟鼓励。
Jesus was working to help them form and implement such a plan, but the disciples were blinded by the present.
那么耶稣在那个时候正要帮助他们来制定跟实施这样的一个计划，可是这些门徒却被他们眼前的景况而盲目了。
Especially youth and new believers need a plan for facing temptation and difficult circumstances.
那特别是年轻人或者是一些新的信徒，需要一个计划来面对这个诱惑跟困难的环境。
Jesus, the Apostle Peter, and Paul and James particularly admonished believers to have such a plan and to follow it.
耶稣、使徒彼得、保罗跟雅各都特别警告所有的这个信徒都应该要有这样的一个计划。
The plan includes making ourselves aware of what is probable and troubles and circumstances in our future.
那么这个计划包括了让我们知道将来可能会遇到什么样的麻烦跟情况。
The plan teaches us that we have an adversary, the devil, who has a plan to destroy us.
那么这个计划也会教导我们知道，说我们会有一个对手，也就是魔鬼，会试图来摧毁我们的信心。
We need a plan for strengthening our faith.
我们需要有一个计划来做准备，来增强我们的信心。
We need a plan in place that will encourage us and strengthen us to follow God's commandments.
我们也需要有一个计划，使我们能够信靠上帝的智慧跟力量。
We must have a plan to help us be prepared beforehand of how we'll face temptations and circumstances.
我们也必须有一个事先的计划，好让我们知道如何对付将来的诱惑跟环境。
Facing temptation and circumstances that are difficult is almost without a plan is almost certain failure.
因为面对诱惑或者是这个困难的环境，如果没有计划去面对的话，那么是注定是要失败。Also,
trusting in God is a plan.
那么同时，我们也要在我们的计划里面来信靠神。About
our goals that we for planning.
所以我们来谈一谈计划的目标。We
strongly encourage us to be building up and setting up spiritual goals for developing spiritual plans.
所以我深信需要设定属灵的这个目标跟制定属灵的计划。
But plans is not going to solve every problem.
但是我们也知道，计划并不会解决我们每一个问题。
We still face a power of sin and darkness in this evil world.
那么我们仍然会遇到，在这个因为现今这个社会邪恶所带来的这个恶力跟这个黑暗。
And as important as planning is, we find that sometimes we are sidetracked by the plans that we make.
那么我们虽然知道这个计划是多么的重要，但是常常因为环境的关系，我们会甚至被我们的计划跟这个目标所带偏离了。
Some people are so focused on their plans and goals that they no longer focus upon God.
有些人把他们的这个计划跟目标看得是如此的重，他们反而忘记了神是他们的中心。
And as a result, they shut out His wisdom and guidance and glory.
所以结果是他们完全把他们的注意力放在他们的身上，而与神的智慧完全没有关联。
So the goals of our planning must be that we merge our plans with trusting in God.
所以我们的这个计划必须是从这个信靠神开始。
Where our goal setting and plans follow God's direction.
所以当我们要这个做属灵的计划跟设定这个目标的时候，我们必须要这个靠着神的道路在我们的心中来行。
We must trust and depend upon the Holy Spirit to be active and the originator of all of our plan and all of our goals.
我们也必须要相信这个重点是圣灵在我们心中是灵活的，也是我们的计划跟目标的这个创始者。
But at the same time, we need to understand that there are times in our life where our personal life and the life of the church where planning is essential for God's guidance.
但是我们同时也要知道， 在我们的个人的生活，或者在教会的生活当中，那么神的引导是我们计划的基础。
In conclusion, we understand that the Bible has many names for goal setting.
那么在结论里面，我们会提到圣经里面的一些人物，提到说他们如何来设定目标。
Among these are the call of God, the will of God, the mission, vision, just to name a few.
那么在圣经里面对这个属灵的目标它有一些用语，比如说是神的呼召、神的旨意，或是使命，或者是意象等等。
There are many examples of God in the Bible of those who set goals and God blessed them.
那么圣经里面也提到许多的人物，他们因为设定的目标，而且确实因为他们的这个目标受到神的祝福。
That as they set their goals and made their plans, they were following the will of God in doing so.
当他们设定了这个目标来照着去做的时候，他们也就顺从了神的旨意。
We point to you the account of Noah who following God's plan, God saved through him, saved his family and the animals in the flood.
所以我们知道有关挪亚的记载，他遵循了神的这个计划，在洪水中拯救了他的家人，也拯救了动物。
With the plan and through the wisdom of God, Joseph provided Egypt and his family during the great famine.
所以按照上帝的这个智慧的计划，约瑟在这个饥荒的期间为埃及以及他的家人储备了他们所需要的粮食。
Nehemiah, by following God's plan.
那么尼希米同样遵循了神给他的计划。
He provided security for the children of Israel in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem.
他通过重建耶路撒冷周围的这个城墙来保全了这个以色列人的安全。
Throughout the Bible, we see many plans where men of God and God planning directly leading people to set goals and pursuing plans of His choosing.
在圣经当中，我们看到许许多多的这个例子，都是神直接引导人去设定的目标，并且追求神选择的计划。
As we study God's Word and we see these plans unfold, these examples becomes clear to us that Scripture. Calls us to a higher standard in setting goals and planning and developing.
当我们看到这些人在这个在圣经里面所记载的，当他们听从神的计划，以神所给他们启示为他们的目标的时候，你就可以看到神一步一步的引导他们，按照他们所追求的目标来寻求神的心意。
Our plans and goals must always be under the accordance of God's will and under His leadership.
那我们的计划以及我们的目标必须永远是在神的旨意的引导之下。
Here is the balance of Christian life.
那么在我们这个基督徒的生活里面，我们必须要有一个平衡。
The Apostle Paul sets centered goals in developing specific plans to achieve them.
那么保罗他设计了一个以耶稣基督为中心的一个目标，并且他也定了一个怎么样来实现这个目标的一个具体的计划。
But even in these great plans, Paul knew that his plans were not good unless he was also sensitive to the Lord in altering his plans as God led him.
那保罗知道，虽然他有这些计划，他也知道这些计划并不是最好的，因为他知道他必须对主的这个旨意要敏感，随时来改变他的计划。
So in the same way, we must set goals and make spiritual plans for our life.
所以同样的，我们自己也必须来设定我们的属灵的计划，为我们的生活制定属灵的计划。
And at the same time, humbly submit our plans and ambitions to God.
那么同样的，我们也必须谦卑的将我们自己所这个设定的这个计划跟我们的目标要交托给神。
This type of plan will help us do what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33.
那么这个也是在马太福音六章三十三节，耶稣所教导我们的。
Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
This commitment, more than anything else, will ensure that our spiritual plans are aligned with our life of God's will.
那么耶稣所给我们这个命令，可以告诉我们，我们如此委身。能够确保我们的属灵的计划，这个更能够符合神的旨意在我们的生活当中。
And this is how that we can further advance the kingdom of God in this world.
那么这也就是我们如何能够在这个世界上来个扩展他的国度。
Thank you.
谢谢。